With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. When it comes to abortion, former President Donald Trump walking a fine line. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The former president has said abortion is not a big factor in this year's election, but it's a ballot issue in several states, including his home state of Florida. Last Thursday, Trump got an earful from pro-life leaders when he seemed to say in an interview that he would vote in favor of the ballot measure and repeal the six-week ban. But on Friday, he told Fox News that he'll be voting no because he thinks Democrats are extreme on abortion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iranian officials say the probe into the helicopter crash in May that killed President Ebrahim Raisi and seven others was found to have been caused by challenging atmospheric conditions. Also at SRNnews.com, California lawmakers approving a host of proposals aimed at regulating the artificial intelligence industry to combat deep fakes and protect workers. Bernie Bennett has details.
The California legislature, which is controlled by Democrats, voted on hundreds of bills during its final week of the session to send to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. The Democratic governor has until September 30th to sign the proposals, veto them, or let them become law without his signature. Newsom signaled in July that he will sign a proposal to crack down on election deepfakes, but has not weighed in on other legislation. He warned earlier this summer that overregulation could hurt the homegrown industry. In recent years, he often cited California's budget troubles in rejecting bills he would otherwise support. Bernie Bennett reporting.
For more than a year, religious organizations have lobbied Congress and the Biden administration to fix a sudden procedural change in how the government processes green cards for religious workers. The change, made in March of 2023, threatens the ability of thousands of them to continue to minister in the United States. This is SRN News. Well, doctors in the United Kingdom taking a stand.
A growing number of them are quitting the British Medical Association over its continued support for sex change operations on children and the use of puberty-blocking drugs. BMA leaders have decided to reject the CAS review, a wide-ranging study released earlier this year by British medical researchers that found that helping youngsters live as the opposite sex produces no measurable improvement in their mental health and, in fact, causes harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some school officials in Oklahoma say they will not comply with a new order that requires a copy of the Holy Bible to be placed in every classroom. A spokesman for the state education department says the mandate is not optional, and the superintendent has a, quote, wide range of tools in order to deal with rogue districts that do not comply. This is SRN News. A key section of the Klamath River flowing free again just in time for salmon spawning season.
Near the California-Oregon border this week, workers using excavators breached the final dams on a key section of the Klamath River. It's Mark Branson.
The electric company that previously owned the dams made a decision that they did not want to continue to operate them.
So they were transferred to Branson's Klamath River Renewal Corporation and removed. But Don Gentry with the Klamath Tribes says the salmon's return won't be automatic.
It may take really concentrated efforts, some hatchery supplementation.
Still, the passage is now clear, and there have already been reports of salmon starting their journey. I'm Ben Thomas.
FDA now clearing three COVID vaccines for this fall. Novavax, Pfizer, and Moderna all modified to better match the recent strains of the virus. More details at SRNnews.com.